We're more than a year now into the COVID pandemic's impact on the United States, and the ripple effects continue to spread into many facets of American life. For instance, college enrollment. Today's show starts with a look at how, overall, it continues to decrease. Last fall, there was a 3.3% drop in the number of students enrolling in higher education as compared with fall 2019. And this spring, preliminary data suggests there's going to be a 2.9% decrease from spring 2020. This is all according to the National Student Clearinghouse, an organization that keeps track of higher education enrollment in the United States. One thing to note here is that graduate enrollment, this is among students who already have a four-year degree and are studying for something more advanced, that has reportedly increased by 4.3% this spring as compared with last. But there are fewer graduate students than there are undergraduate students, so the drop in undergrads dragged down overall enrollment. A researcher with the National Student Clearinghouse says this is undoubtedly an effect of the pandemic, and an executive director with the organization says it's too early to tell if the decrease will continue into this fall. One specific reason for all this could be the lack of the full college experience. Traditional schools that switched to virtual learning for the pandemic risked losing interest among students who want in-person instruction and unrestricted campus life. Schools that focused on online learning before the pandemic hit actually saw their numbers grow last fall. But community colleges have been hit hardest by the enrollment decline, and researchers say that suggests the pandemic's economic effects are a major reason for the decrease.